name is Roland Hunter Jr. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I attended from Kenwood to Saymon DeForest, and I graduated from Corliss High School. I met Coach Mayton in 92 when I started playing for my Kenwood coach. He was also my coach's coach, so I met him through my high school coach, and it was in 92. Best guy on the planet, definitely baseball familiar, and I mean, ever since I've known Coach Mayton, baseball has always been a part of my life because of you, and you definitely helped me out a lot. Well, I got a chance from summer league ball, traveling ball. Then I actually had a chance in high school to be coached by Coach Mayton. And, I mean, the experience was just totally different from any other coaches I've had. I mean, the passion, your care, definitely the sense of humor about everything. I mean, it just brought a different feel to the game. You made me love the game in a different way that I think most coaches don't, you know, nowadays pass on to kids. I mean, every guy I've ever played baseball that really has played baseball in the city of Chicago knows Coach Mayton or know the coach. And it's not a guy that out there that doesn't know the coach. I mean, I had high school mates, I had summer league ball. When I finished college, I got into college because of Coach Mayton. These guys coming out of Chicago and from different parts of other states know Coach Mayton. I got a chance to coach junior high, college. And all because of Coach Mayton. It's a great legacy to have. I mean, I'm definitely blessed to have been a part of at least, 15, maybe 25 years of being a part of it myself to experience it and know the influence that you had over the game. And, I mean, that's from coming from the south side. I could have gotten into a lot of different things, but being coached by a guy like you made a difference. I mean, I was not only connected to baseball, I had a brotherhood of other guys that loved the game as well. I mean, it's from my high school buddies, from Andre Lowry, Chad Skay. I went to college with them. I'm playing ball guys with now. Three guys from Morgan Park. I got Charkel. I got Tramiel Davis. These are younger generation guys that got a chance to play with you. And I'm playing men's league baseball with them now. Xavier, I went on tournaments with him with the men's league. There's just so many guys that in general just, I mean, you can't have said you play baseball or play baseball in the city of Chicago, I think, without knowing Michael Mayton. I'll disqualify you if you say you were a ball player and you didn't know Coach Mayton. If I had to just talk to Coach, I'd say, man, thank you for everything. I mean, you're a good dude. And like I say, the love of the game and how you experienced it and passed it on to, you know, me, myself, and other guys, it's impressive. I mean, I love the approach that we take when we're out on the field, being coached by you. It was always a more comfortable, laid-back environment that, you know, you wanted to be productive because, man, to make you smile, it was like, man, it was the world because you definitely, you know, had us in preparation to get to where we needed and then to produce and watch you smile after we produced. It meant the world. I mean, like I say, I love the game because of you. You know, Coach Mayton, I remember showing up one time to practice in shorts, so some I would be Hollywood stuff. And it didn't go too good. I mean, I think we had slide practice all day, and it's just, nah, you want to be on your good side. I mean, you kept it still a real laid-back environment, but you didn't want to get on your bad side. It wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant at all. Much appreciated, man. Hey, I'm glad to be a part of it, man. All right. I'm kind of just thinking about the memories that I had, man. And I got you, Coach, man. Thank you, Coach. I love you, man. And, hey, I'm still playing ball to this day.